أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم من أهل القرى أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم ولدار الآخرة خير للذين اتقوا أفلا تعقلون صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 108 and 109 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, relating the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, relating the incident about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. The people still did not believe and bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And from before, Allah ta'ala spoke about his signs in the skies and the earth. People turned away from all of that. At the end of the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala said, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Even though you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would have this hirs, you will have this burning desire for people to bring iman, yet they are not going to bring iman. This hirs of people's da'wat, this hirs of people's iman is a motivator towards da'wat and towards inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq that we invite people towards Allah. But there are two very basic fundamental factors. One is muhabbat, love for people, love for mankind. And the other, the burning desire that people bring iman. Now Allah ta'ala is referring to this hirs and this da'wat. And Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَذِهِ, this da'wat, سَبِيلِي, is my path, أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This has been the path of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This has been the factor that people brought iman, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave da'wat. What was the reason of the da'wat, or what was the motivator behind the da'wat? Love for mankind, hirs that people bring iman, the desire that people bring iman. How this love and this hirs will come into our hearts is that our akhlaq has to be right, our hearts have to be clean, our hearts have to be inclined towards Allah, and then people will incline towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ala basiratin, when I do this da'wat, then it is on basira. Basira actually refers to the inner sight of the heart, that this will refer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opening into my heart the various proofs and evidence with regards to the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I will utilize all of that, I will use all of that to invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ana wa man ittaba'ani, and again emphasis here, I and those who follow me. Who were the first people to follow our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Obviously the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, about whom Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself is sahabi. But he bore testimony with regards to the sahaba in general. And he said, those were the people whose hearts were clean. They were the people who clung on to the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were aqallut takallufat. They were people that didn't concern themselves with formalities of material interest. And then after that he gave advice that learn and accept and bring in yourself the character of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you are going to find the straight path. You are going to find the sirat, this path towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa mani taba'ani, then after Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, all those that do this work of da'wat, inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the way and in the manner that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prescribed in the Quran, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed in the hadith, wa subhanallah, and glory be to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here some ulama have stated Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to glorify Allah, to make it clear that the da'wat is not in essence towards me. The da'wat in essence is towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Although ita'at of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was compulsory, it is part of our iman, but yet we should not mix all of this up, and especially us, we shouldn't give da'wat towards ourselves. We shouldn't feel that we are the people that people need to cling on to. But subhanallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pure, and the da'wat is towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and I am not from those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, making it very clear, I am a muwahid, I am one that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, the people of Makkah had this objection that why a human had to come and give us da'wat? Why didn't Allah ta'ala send an angel? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies this, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا, that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before you we did not send but men. In other words, human beings, and out of human beings it was men that had come down as Nabis of Allah Ta'ala, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam right up to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam. That continued, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent humans, and from humans Allah Ta'ala sent men. Nuhi ilayhim, then we sent down wahi to them. In other words, we guided them through our wahi and our revelation. Min ahli al-qura, from the people of the qura. Qura will refer to cities and towns. In other words, we didn't bring about a person from the absolute countryside, a non-entity, a person that was not known. Whoever the Nabi of Allah was always brought from the inhabitants where people lived. There were towns, there were cities, and from there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought out His Nabi, so people had known Him before the nubuwat already. Afalam yasiru fil ard, do they not travel in the earth, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, fayanzuru, and they see, كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, what was the end of those before them? They had traveled, they had seen the ruins, they had known about the incidents of the people of the past. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, Allah Ta'ala says, and دار الآخرة, the abode of the hereafter, is better for those who have taqwa, those who abstain from sin. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, do you not understand? So here Allah Ta'ala left us now at the end of this incident. One very important aspect is with regards to da'wat. One very important aspect in our lives is this, that we give da'wat all the time, wherever we are. We do it verbally, we do it with our akhlaq, our character, we do it in the way that we approach people. People see the beauty of Islam and they accept the deen of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.